With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Arkansas State University Theater Department is presenting I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. It's being billed as a musical comedy. Performances are coming up April 13th and 14th, as well as April 16th, 17th, and 18th. Joining me here in the studio to talk about this production is a senior theater major who is a member of the cast, Matt Morgan. Matt, welcome to KASU.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
Now, it's being billed as a musical comedy. I understand this is not your typical narrative musical, like, say, The Sound of Music or Oklahoma. How does this differ than maybe what other people think of when they first think of as a musical?
Sure. This is a musical comedy just about marriage and relationships. And as a typical musical like The Sound of Music, there's what we call a through line or a plot that characters are involved in or intertwined. This show has what we like to call vignettes, which are just separate scenes that aren't necessarily connected. What we want to explore with this show, I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, is the idea of that relationship between man and woman and that battle. It's we want to classify it as man versus woman more than separate characters being in every scene. Yeah.
So there's just different scenes throughout the different course of the life of a relationship between a man and a woman?
That's right. The tagline of the show is everything you've ever secretly thought about dating, romance, lovers, marriage, husbands, wives, and in-laws, but we're too afraid to admit. So it goes from your first date is the first song, First Date, New Romance. Then you move into dating and marriage and children and growing old together, and you get the full span of a life's relationship.
Now, you said that there's not a narrative, a plot line through this. So is it basically looking at a snapshot of a different couple in each individual vignette and each different song that's going to be presented in the musical?
Right, yeah. It's you're looking into different lives throughout each scene. And the only thing connecting the show is the central theme, the idea of love and relationships.
Now, how many people are in the cast?
This is a show that uses a very small cast. The original off-Broadway cast had only 4. We moved it up to 8. We've got some talented people over in the theater department, so we've got a cast of 8. And it's been a lot of fun working with 8 people doing the show, because more than any other show I think I've ever worked on, this is truly what we would call an ensemble show. There's not one person who is the protagonist or the lead in the show. Everyone has an equal part in bringing this together.
Well, I assume that you're not married.
Not married,
okay.
No.
Okay. How do you get motivation and understanding for presenting songs that deal with marriage and relationships, not only for someone that would be married that's your age, but someone who's much later, been in a relationship for, say, 50 years?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people ask questions like that, and watching interviews with older actors, I always laugh when they get asked questions about playing drug addicts, maybe, and maybe they're not necessarily a drug addict, and their reference is always, I try acting. So it's just the idea of seeing people. I mean, everyone knows someone who's married or knows someone who has kids, and it's seeing people in their natural habitat, and our job is to live as naturally as possible under these imaginary circumstances. So it's just knowing people that have been married or have children and taking from their experiences maybe some stories or some ideas that they've given us and using those to further the action of the show.
This play has been very popular. It's played off-Broadway for well over a decade, just recently closed there. Why do you think this show has been so well received by audiences? What is it about I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change that connects with people that's led it to be so successful?
I mean, the show's been translated into 14 different languages. So if that doesn't tell you that it's a pretty universally known show, then I don't know what does. But the show is, like I said, just about marriage and relationships. And I think everyone across any country lines or different language barriers, everyone has that idea of love and is looking for someone to share their life with or someone just to be with. And so that's a pretty universal thing, and I think that's why so many people find this show relatable, is because maybe you're not married or maybe you don't have kids, but you've been on a first date before. So in that first song, when it's this awkward first date, I mean, everyone has been there. So it's something that everyone can relate to.
Now, how would you describe the style of music presented in this review? Is it your typical, you know, Broadway show tunes kind of fare, or does it have a rock and roll feel? How would you describe the music?
The music of this show is great. Joe DiPietro, who wrote the music also for the Elvis musical All Shook Up, did I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change. And he is so talented. The music has your classical Broadway show tune sound. We've got a country song. We've got a doo-wop song. I mean, there are all kinds of genres. There's a rock and roll song. So if Broadway and the show tune is not necessarily your style, then there's probably a style in this show that you like or that you are familiar with.
Let's talk about the style of the comedy that's featured in it. It's not just one song after another. There is some interaction between you and the other cast members as actors. There's dialogue.
Right, there are scenes. Yeah, there are scenes in between the songs. Like we said, they're not necessarily connected except through that idea of the theme of love and relationships. But each scene will progress. As soon as one finishes, the next one starts. And we usually have an opening scene with dialogue. And you've got these characters interacting. And then it transitions into song. And sometimes it can transition back into scene or we'll go into the next scene entirely.
Now, thinking about those scenes and the songs themselves, is this something that would connect with all ages? Is it something that you'd bring a teenager to or a child younger than that?
I don't know if I would bring a child to this show necessarily. There's a song about the idea of being married and your problems in relationships. So maybe not necessarily for a child, but I think teenagers definitely can relate to this. And with that first song, that first date song, I mean, that's kind of those pivotal years and your first dating, and you realize how you connect to another individual and how you can talk to another individual. So yeah, I think the show is good for all ages. I'd say not necessarily for younger kids, but it's a show for teenagers on up. Yeah.
And I would assume that not only the theme's universal in terms of whether you're in a relationship with the United States or India or Russia or wherever the show has been produced in the past, but it's also thematic and universal in the fact that it's a show that, even though it's about 10 or 15 years old, still has a relevance and a timeliness to it today. It's not something that seems out of date.
No. The show was definitely from the 90s, and you can get that feel in some parts of the show, but I mean, there are scenes where things, you know, the term history repeats itself. You see that in this show. It's the idea of problems in relationships that will never go away. It's things that we're afraid to admit, like we talked about in the tagline for the show, but things that will always be there. And so I think no matter if it was written in the 50s or if it was written in the 90s, these are things that are there and will continue to be involved in relationships for many years to come.
Now, you've been involved in several different productions, both with the Foundation of Arts here in Jonesboro and with the ASU Theater Department. What, for you personally, has been very rewarding about being a part of this particular production?
This production has been so much fun to me. It's kind of it's the bittersweet production for me. This is my last production here at ASU. I'll be graduating and moving away from Jonesboro in June. So this has been my theater home for the last 4 years of college and 3 years of high school. So this is the community that I grew up in, and everyone I know and love and family can come see me here in shows. So I think that's why it's so special, is playing here in Jonesboro, we have someone to play for. And this show definitely encompasses the idea of love and family, and that just everything that people around Jonesboro and this area have shown me. And I think I get to mirror that on stage.
Matt Morgan is a senior theater major from Arkansas State University, one of the 8 cast members of I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. This musical review will be presented in the Fowler Center's Drama Theater on April 13th and 14th, as well as April 16th, 17th, and 18th at 7:30 each evening. There is a cost to attend, and you can find out more details at kasu.org. Click on events. With this Spotlight on the Arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.